Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Prolific Fire. Thank you for joining me on tonight. I'm your humble host, Prophet Satan. Thank you, everybody that's on the phone line. I truly appreciate you. Thank you, everybody that's online. I truly appreciate you. And whether you're listening live right now or perhaps you're listening to the podcast later, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Normally, I play two songs, but tonight I just felt led to play one because there's a breaking in the atmosphere. I can feel it, and I needed to stop right there. There was Doxology by David and Nicole Binion featuring Tasha Cobbs-Leonard. With that being said, everybody, you know how we do. Let's begin.
Mother God, I thank you for the spirit, Lord God, to bring forth this message the way that you gave it to me, Lord God, that your people may be blessed on tonight, Lord God. Set me down and use me mightily, Lord God, for your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. Tonight, the foundational text comes from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 40. That's Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 40 from the CEV. The Lord and his disciples were traveling along and came to a village. When they got there, a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat down in front of the Lord and was listening to what he said. Martha was worried about all that had to be done. Finally, she went to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it bother you that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to come and help me. Talk about sounding like a child. Talk about speaking and sounding like a child. Here Martha was speaking to Jesus of all people, sounding like a child who didn't get their way. The scripture says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I felt as a child. I thought as a child. Now that I have become a man, I put away childish things. 1 Corinthians 13:11 from the World English Bible. Okay, so clearly she forgot to do the last part. And some of you can relate. You grew up with a mother right there in your house. You grew up with a mother right there in your house. You know that one sibling that was always running to mama, telling on you. Mama, Shirley Ann ain't doing nothing you told her to do. Mama, John ain't doing nothing you told him to do. Mama, tell Shirley Ann to come help me. Mama, tell John to come help me. And here Martha is in tonight's foundational text, running to Jesus, telling on Mary, saying something similar to what you grew up, what many of you grew up hearing. Lord, doesn't it bother you that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Lord, tell Mary, tell her to come help me. To come and help me. You see, beloved, the Bible ain't no joke. And when it says there's nothing new under the sun, like it says in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. There really isn't. Not even behavior among siblings. Not even how some siblings treat each other to this day. Not even how some siblings treat each other, that's right, to this day. There's nothing new under the sun. Their tattletale spirit goes back as far as Mary and Martha in the New Testament and Ahab and Jezebel in the Old Testament. Maybe even farther. Who knows? Maybe even farther. But so far, we know it goes back as far as Mary and Martha in the New Testament and Ahab and Jezebel in the Old Testament. As I said, maybe even farther. And for those of you who grow with a sibling that's jealous of you, that jealous spirit goes back as far as Cain and Abel. That jealous spirit goes back as far as Cain and Abel. Maybe even farther. But for sure we know that Cain was jealous of Abel. We know that Cain was jealous of what Abel had to offer. We know that Cain was jealous of what Abel had to offer. But nevertheless, tonight I came to talk about that telltale spirit. But nevertheless, tonight I came to talk about that telltale spirit. There are two levels of their telltale spirit. There are two levels of their telltale spirit. Level one is the kind of telltelling Martha did in tonight's foundational text. Level one is the kind of telltelling Martha did in tonight's foundational text when she went to Jesus on her sister. She actually went to Jesus on her sister. This is the spirit that many of you grew up with. It can irritate you, make you mad, and may even get you in a little trouble. But overall, it's harmless when compared to level two. You see, level one is that telltelling spirit we all associate with childhood and growing up. Oh, but there's another level that is far more manipulative in nature. Level two of that telltale spirit is what Ahab had the nerve to do to Elijah when he went and told Jezebel everything. He just had to go running his mouth to Jezebel. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 through 3 from the NIV. That's 1 Kings 19, verses 1 through 3 from the NIV. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done. Everything he had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I don't make your life like that of one of them." Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. As it turns out, Ahab and Elijah had had some words prior. You know how people are. Some people we have words with them, have to put them in their place. And as it turns out, Ahab and Elijah had some words prior. So Ahab telling on Elijah was deliberate manipulation. It wasn't no accident. It was deliberate manipulation. So unlike that childish stuff Martha was pulling in tonight's text, if you Google Ahab's name, you discover that Ahab seemed to have a problem with prophets in general, not just with Elijah. So unlike the stuff that Martha was pulling in tonight's foundational text, her stuff was childish, but this was deliberate. This was manipulative. Ahab had a problem, it seems, with prophets in general, not just Elijah. But his first encounter just happened to have been with Elijah, who predicted a drought because of Ahab's sin. 1 Kings 17:1. Because of this, Ahab did refer to Elijah as the biggest troublemaker in Israel. See 1 Kings 18, verses 16 through 18 from the CEV. That's 1 Kings 18, 16 through 18 from the NIV. And in the very next chapter, 1 Kings 19, Ahab deliberately goes back and tells Jezebel everything. I told you it was deliberate. It was an accident. After Elijah stood up to him and told him the truth, that it was because of his sin that there was going to be a drought, he went back and told Jezebel everything. That telltale spirit. I got a feeling, and I just have a feeling, somebody listening in got a story you can tell about being deliberately manipulated, deliberately undermined by a family member, deliberately undermined by ruthless in-laws, all the way down to that teller-telling co-worker, all the way down to that teller-telling co-worker. Somebody, you know what it feels like to have somebody going back, reporting your every move. Somebody, you know what it feels like, exactly what it feels like to have somebody going back, reporting your every move as if you're some kind of news, reporting your every move as if you're some kind of news. At some point, though, those of you who grew up with a mother, a sibling always telling on you, getting you in trouble with mama, getting you in trouble with daddy, or whoever was a disciplinarian in your house growing up. At this point, I suggest you think back and just consider yourself blessed that that's all that it was. Consider yourself blessed that that's all that it was. Why? I'm glad you asked. Because somebody right now has an Ahab and a Jezebel on their back. Because somebody right now, listen in, has an Ahab and a Jezebel on their back. Ahab is that one always going to those over you, telling on you. Ahab is that one always going to those over you, telling you. You know, on your job, he's the one always going to those over you, telling on you. Ahab is that one you had some words with. And because you told them the truth, they don't like you. Elijah told Ahab the truth. As I said earlier, Elijah told Ahab the truth, that there would be no drought, no rain in the land because of his sin. From there, that telltale spirit rose up in Ahab, and he told everything he knew on Elijah to Jezebel. Jezebel being that one that keeps making subtle threats. You know, those kind of people that think they slick. They threaten you, but they try to do it so subtly that you don't recognize it until you smack dab in the middle of it. Jezebel being that one who keeps making subtle threats, subtle little comments here and there about your life, about what she'll do, this and that. Now you're on pins and needles around that spirit. Now you're on pins and needles around that spirit, both of them. You're not running, though, like Elijah was from Jezebel, but you're watchful. But, oh, you're watchful. Remembering that the Bible says to watch and pray so you don't fall into temptation. So you're most definitely watchful. That's what Jesus said to the disciples. Watch and pray so that you don't fall into temptation. Matthew 26:41. And for somebody, you're really feeling tempted to retaliate. And for somebody, you're really feeling tempted to retaliate against that Ahab and Jezebel spirit. But God told me to tell you, that's right, you, if you're listening tonight or perhaps tomorrow night or whenever you're listening, God told me to tell you. And I hope you take comfort in this. Somebody, I hope you take comfort in this. God told me to tell you, your enemies are just mad because you chose what is best. Your enemies are just mad because you chose what is best. And it will not, hear me, and it will not be taken from you. Just as Jesus told that telltelling Martha concerning Mary's choices. Just as Jesus told that telltelling Martha concerning Mary's choices. She has chosen what is best, and it will not be taken from her. Luke 10:42, CEV. You see, beloved, your enemies, your jealous siblings, they just want you to be like them. You see, the love, your enemies, your jealous siblings, they just want you to be like them. In tonight's foundational text, Martha was worried, toiling, stressed out over things that could wait. Martha was worried, toiling, stressed out over things that could wait. And she was just mad. Deep down, she was just mad with Mary for not being the same. Some people are just like that. Mad because every time they see you, you seem peaceful and it's fired up. I know that's a word for somebody. Some people are just like that. Mad because every time they see you, you seem peaceful. You seem peaceful in spite of the attack they're trying to throw against you. You seem peaceful in spite of. They don't know, but oh, they just don't know. You're a peaceful person by nature, but you can be riled to anger. Somebody, you can be riled to anger, but for the most part, you're a peaceful person by nature. So they start a tongue wagging campaign. So they start a tongue wagging campaign against your name, against your nature. They start a tongue wagging campaign against your name, against your nature. And God says, somebody, you're not suicidal. And God says, somebody, you're not suicidal, but you do get depressed a lot over the way things are going. You're not suicidal, but you do get depressed a lot over the way things are going. Still, God is not going to let you break under the weight of that telltale spirit. But God is not going to let you break under the weight of that telltale spirit, under the weight of that deliberate manipulation, under the weight of that deliberate manipulation. God says, just like I gave Elisha strength when Ahab had talked against him and Jezebel was trying to kill him, I will give you strength now. Hear what God is saying. He says, just like I gave Elijah strength when Ahab had talked against him and Jezebel was trying to kill him, I will give you strength now. 1 Kings 19. God says, just like I gave Mary the mind to ignore Martha, just like I gave Mary the mind to ignore Martha and the lesser things in life she was focused on, I will give you the same peace of mind. I will give you the same peace of mind. I will keep in perfect peace they whose mind stays on me. I will keep in perfect peace they whose mind stays on me. Isaiah 26:3. He will keep your mind. Hear me tonight. He will keep your mind. So let them talk. Tell everything they feel big enough and bad enough to tell. That weapon they formed with their mouths against you won't prosper. Just let them talk. Let them tell everything they're big enough and bad enough to tell, because their weapon they form with their mouths against you won't prosper. They should have left their telltale spirit in their childhood. They really, really, really should have left their telltale spirit in their childhood. And they're going to wish they had left that telltale spirit in their childhood, because now God says they have forced me to deal with them as adults. You see, for the most part, God looks at us as his children. But now they have forced him to look at them as adults. Beloved, all you got to do, although sometimes it seems hard, is trust God to deal with your enemies. In this season, trust God to deal with your enemies, to deal with your family, and to deal with your coworkers. Remember, it was God that caused Elijah to outlive his current situation. Even though he felt like dying. Somebody, check out of your feelings. Stop unpacking on people who's only hanging around to go back and tell on you. Somebody, check out of your feelings. Stop unpacking on people who's only hanging around to go back and tell on you. You are not a child. Mama can't make you do this. Daddy can't make you do that. Oh, but God can make you and all involved obey. Oh, but God can make you and all involved obey and break the voice of manipulation off of your atmosphere. He can make all involved obey, including you, and break the voice of manipulation off of your atmosphere. That's my prayer for you tonight, that the Lord will break the voice because that spirit has a voice. It speaks to you every day at work. It speaks to you every day at school. It speaks to you every day. Some of the manipulation is coming from home, but it speaks to you every day. So is my prayer that God will break the voice of manipulation off of your atmosphere, coming from whoever it's coming from. Not going to hell then. In Jesus' name, amen. I had to say it like that just in case somebody with a manipulative spirit is listening in. Now go and tell that in Jesus' name. Amen. And that concludes the prophetic word on tonight. If it was for you, I sincerely hope you received. If you need prayer, a Bible-based consultation, as I always say, you can call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. Some people prefer to email, and that's fine. Email prolificfire@gmail.com. However, if you're on the phone lines right now, be a Block Talk Radio. If you're on the phone lines, be a Block Talk Radio. It's no accident that you're on the phone tonight. You're on the phone tonight for a reason. So if you have a specific prayer request, just press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone right now. Press 1 on your phone, and I will be right with you after these last few announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal information or Cash App info, you can access the PayPal information by going to paypal.me/prolificfire, paypal.me/prolificfire, or Cash App, the dollar symbol, and Prolific Fire, written all together. The P is capital, and so is the F, written all together, Prolific Fire. If you feel led to soul, you know what to do. As usual, if you find me, and if you need me on Twitter, find me if you're on Twitter. Rather, that's better to say it like that. If you're on Twitter, you can find me at Prolific Fire. On Instagram at Prophet Stacy, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. People have also left prayer requests on the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page, and that's okay too. But you can also contact me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy. Join us. If you don't get your prayer request in on tonight, you have a second opportunity on Friday, because there's always, 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 I do mean always, room for prayer. So join us on Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pay for prayer and encouragement this Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. And just in case you didn't catch it, that's Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, by calling the number that many of you called tonight. But just in case you need the number is 347-426-3782. Check out all my social media sites, because this information will be posted there as well. So don't worry about it if I'm talking too fast. I will be posting it throughout the week. Your prayer requests will be taken then too, so call in. If you don't get your prayer request in tonight, that's your second opportunity. So join us for prayer. We always have a wonderful time in prayer. That may sound strange to some that I say that we have a wonderful time in prayer, but anytime we get in God's presence, how many know that the Bible says the fullness of joy in His presence. So we have a wonderful time in His presence in prayer. Join us. Matter of fact, if you need joy, join us. If you need faith, join us. And always, most definitely, if you need prayer, join us. Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Then join me back here on Prolific Fire, same night, time, and place, when the message will be, if God don't change it, right now it looks like the message is going to be No Self-Control. Simply titled, No Self-Control. To God be the glory.
Oh, caller, I saw where you had Mesh 1. Do you need prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for joining. What's your prayer request for tonight?
My prayer request is for my marriage. The devil is, you know, he's just coming up to attack in my marriage right now, and the opposition is it's so unbearable. I just need prayer.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my sister tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving her the mind to call in, God, because your word said that you would contend with those that contend with us, Lord God. Therefore, I ask you tonight, Lord God, to contend with those that are contending against her marriage, Lord God. Look upon every foul spirit that's coming against her marriage, every influence that's negatively affecting her marriage, Lord God. And I ask that you shed the enemy down in her marriage, Lord God, and begin to bring her and her spouse close together, Lord God. Get that spirit of confusion out of their marriage, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind it up on tonight, Lord God, because your word says that whatever we bind on the earth, that you will bind it in heaven, Lord God. Therefore, we bind it on the earth, Lord God, believing that you're binding in heaven, Lord God, that thing will not persist in her marriage, that they will get their stuff together and they will be closer than they've ever been before in their lives, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus on her mind, that she may think right when it comes to her spouse. I plead the blood of Jesus over his mind that he may think right when it comes to her. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, because your word says that what you've joined together, let nobody put us under. Lord God, I don't care who it is. Let nobody put what you have joined together asunder. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. What's your prayer request? Hello.
Yes, my prayer request is for my finances.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I call on you tonight, God, because I know you to be a God of increase. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, your word says, God, that if we pay our tithes and our offering, Lord God, that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake, God, and bring increase to us, Lord God. Therefore, God, I ask that you bring increase to this sister's life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And she's been faithful giving you her 10%, Lord, giving you your 10%, Lord God, I ask that you take the 90 that's left and you multiply, Lord God, like you multiplying in the Bible. I thank you, Lord God, for multiplying her finances, Lord God, giving her creative ideas, Lord God, how to make the money scratch. I'm a living witness that you can make money scratch because you do it for me all the time. And I thank you, Lord God, that the anointing is on my life, Lord God, when it comes to finances and scratching money, God, that you would do it for her on tonight, Lord God, that you would scratch it, Lord God, that you will pay bills, Lord God, that debt will no longer be a problem for her, Lord God. Take that worry away from her, Lord God, that anxiety away from her concerning finances, Lord God, because there will be multiplication in her life. Give her the faith to continue to do the things that she knows to do, the things that you put in your Bible for us to do when it comes to finances, like paying tithes, paying offering. Continue to let her do it, even though it seems tight. Let her pay what she has to pay and know that her seed is accepted, because you said in your word, I remember when the woman, she gave what she had. It looked like little to the people around her, but God received it. Jesus received it. And so much more. And I believe that you're going to do that again in her life. When she gives what she has to give, little or big, that you're going to multiply it and change her life financially. In the name of Jesus, amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
You too.
All right, caller, you're on the air. What's your prayer request? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, what's your prayer request?
The message was exactly for me. So it's like I don't wanna run from the situation, but I want the situation to be dealt with. So I'm just praying that, asking you for prayer that I go in the right direction, because I'm packed to leave out of the exact same situation that you talk about. So I just need prayer on that, and that I go the right way and get the proper directions that I need.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my sister, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are God that orders our steps, Lord God. Your word says that the steps of a good man, a good woman, are ordered by you. It's not made, the steps are not made of. It's not what we want, God, but you order our steps. And I ask you tonight, God, to order my sister's steps, Lord God, that she will not be manipulated into the wrong situation, but that she will come out of what she's in, Lord God, and move according to your will and your purpose for her life, Lord God. Thank you for opening her eyes on tonight, Lord God, for every telltale spirit that's around her, Lord God, that they will not continue to manipulate her. They will not continue to try to get her to do things that she really, really, really don't want to do, Lord God. I thank you, God, that you're going to be there for her and that you're going to show her which way it is that you would have for her to go. I thank you, Lord God, that your word says that whether we go to the left or to the right, that there will always be a spirit behind us saying, this is the way, walk in it. And I declare on my sister's life, God, that there will be your spirit always behind her. If she just stop and listen, stop panicking, and just listen, she will be able to hear your voice telling her which way to go and what she should do in this season. And for that, God, we give you the glory. I plead the blood of Jesus over her mind that she can think right, that she can see right. And most of all, I plead the blood of Jesus over her ears that she will be able to hear you when it is that she needs to hear you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're welcome. Is there anybody else on the phone line tonight in need of prayer? If so, press 1 on your phone. This is your opportunity for tonight. This is your opportunity. If you need prayer, press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Thank you for each and everybody that join on tonight. I truly appreciate it. If you're listening in tonight, tomorrow, whenever, I truly appreciate you as well. But if you need prayer in this moment, for whatever reason, press the one on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you. You know how we do. Go on one. Go on twice. Go on three times. Okay, it looks like there are no more prayer requests. I'm going to just believe that there are no more prayer requests for right now. But there's always room for prayer. I gave you my information, so if you need it, reach out to me. If not, be sure to join us on Friday for another opportunity in prayer. With that being said, everybody, have a blessed night in the Lord. I'm out.